Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show with your hosts, Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. Brought to you in full color and stereo sound with amplification provided by Trainer. Broadcasting into the world from Storyhouse Studios in Campbellford, Ontario, you'll hear the best in old country, folk, Americana, punk rock, and 80s music delivered into your homes every week for free. And don't forget your regular dose of new and original songs from Music for Goats. Never be alone on a Wednesday night again, 8 p.m. Eastern and 9:30 for those of you in Newfoundland. Join the Whiskey Wednesday regulars on Facebook to be a part of the conversation, or watch on YouTube as well. Pour a drink, a cup of tea, or a nice cold long tooth. Roll up your best smoke and sit back and relax. Don't forget to hit the share button to help spread the word. The Whiskey Wednesday Show, every week. Cheers.
It's okay, I can read it from here.
Apparently we're on. Apparently we're on. Look at that. There we are. I can see us up there. Me and Neil have the same color shirts on.
No.
Okay, me and you'll have close to the same colored shirts on.
Yes.
It's Whiskey Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8:01 in Campbellford, Ontario, which means it's 8:01 in Toronto. And by that, I mean it's 9:31 in Newfoundland. And what's it like, 5:31 in the Vancouver? No, 5:01. Three hours difference. Newfoundland has the half-hour switch. Those weird fuckers. I'm allowed to say that because I'm one of them. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Whiskey Wednesday Show. Good Lord, what was that all about?
Well, it wasn't your fault. You can blame Sir Sanford Fleming for that.
For what? What are we talking about?
For the time zones.
Oh, Sir who?
Sir Sanford Fleming.
Sir Frankford Salmon.
Yes, Ken, that's exactly right.
No, but he's a college guy, isn't he?
Well, they named the college after him.
Oh, okay.
And the reason they did was because...
Because he created the time zones.
Yes.
And...
Hmm. Never mind. I know this is not going good places.
It's cool. So I'm just kind of thinking of where it's
right
going.
Now.
There's this big park around the host from my around the corner from my host called Fleming Park.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Oh, see?
Is that why they call it Eastern Stanford time?
Ha ha ha.
Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, it is
it would
another
Eastern Sanford time.
The Whiskey Wednesday Show, lots of useless information for you, and I'm just getting organized here, as we all are. Thank you, everybody. I just got a great shot from Ron Bizanet getting ready for the show just before we started, showing me his setup at home, his Whiskey Wednesday setup. I'm always interested in seeing that. Send us some pictures of your Whiskey Wednesday setup at home, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, December 13th. Holy crap, we're like... 11 days from Christmas.
Something like that.
Wow.
Maybe 12?
Yeah, maybe 12.
It depends when Christmas starts for you, really. But I know what you mean. Actual Christmas Day is 12 days away.
We're only 8 days from winter.
Only 8 days from winter? Winter hasn't started yet?
No.
Sure looks like it.
I know. Feels
good
like
Lord.
It.
Good Lord. Yeah, we're going to have some crazy-ass stuff. We had a great show.
Sir Sanford Fleming for that.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the timing all messed up. Sir Sanford. Debbie has a Whiskey Wednesday bedroom. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, well, again, with pictures, keep them family friendly. Whatever your Whiskey Wednesday regular is. I'm going to start with a brand new song, and we got a great night for you tonight. Sean Burns is going to be on the show. Just met him yesterday morning. We were hooked up through some mutual people, a honky-tonk character out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're going to talk to him about his new album and what happens with his life out there. Really, really interesting cat. In the meantime, we're going to play some tunes for you. We've got a really nice video rewind for you tonight with a little bit of an appearance, semi-appearance, from Mr. Steve Dagg for quite a few minutes. So it's kind of a neat little thing that Allison dug up. Before we get to that, we're going to play this song right now. New song called Already Gone. It goes just like this.
Missing me, I'm missing them. It's hard to leave. been that long since 1984. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Keeps listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? Off though, it's hard to find my way into believing idols band. I'm missing stereo, missing bass, I'm missing 2K in my face, I'm missing something righteous, something dangerous. Well, I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already. This is the last cool night of summer. Digging through ashtrays once again. What a time we've had. Good night and God bless. Most of my friends are so lonely. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Been listening to the Clash records playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, we have all the good times gone. Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where have all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Well, I'm already gone, already gone. Well, I'm already gone.
Tony Arkell, went to pick up your son, came home, had a puff and puff, poof, and suddenly it's 8:04. I know, isn't that great, Tony? What a timing you've got. Ron Bizanet, I wanted to especially thank Ron. Look what popped up in the mail for us here this week. We're over there, are we? Look at this gorgeous bottle of the Glenlivet, not just a Glenlivet. Sure, yeah, whatever, it's all good. I can go wherever you like. Look at that. That showed up in our mailbox. Thanks, Ron. No, that's real fantastic. And look, I'm going to show you up closer. Check what it says on it. You guys see that? Oh, I got to get in front of the camera. There we go. Whiskey Wednesday, Ken Tizard and Goats. That's pretty awesome, eh? That's fantastic. Anyways, thank you so much, Ron. And thanks to everybody who sends in whiskey from time to time. It's always greatly appreciated and received with eager palates. Thank you, Neil. Pallets. There's a pallet factory in, that's a different thing, right? That's the wooden pallets.
Those are palettes.
Palais.
Palettes. Palais in French, yes, les palais.
Okay. So
as opposed to, in, you know, French, palettes will be, palettes will, or, yeah, will be les bouches.
Okay, but hold on a second.
That's bullshit right now.
You're probably bullshit me now. Now you're talking a different language.
That's love bullshit. Yeah. Love bullshit. It's a little bullshit.
It's one thing if you use English words to confuse me, but if you use French words, that's beyond fair. But what are you saying? Palette and palette are different words? Like the palette of your mouth is different than a wooden palette that you...
Depends how much you had to drink the night before.
Are they spelled the same?
No.
P-A...
Or just lay me down a palette on the floor.
Okay, that's your palette.
That's your palette with an S at the end?
Well, palettes, that's the plural. P A L A.
Oh, we have two of them? We have one palette,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do, Kim. What's the next song?
Jesus. It's amazing what you can learn on a Whiskey Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. My Aunt Betty.
What I need to learn is to keep my mouth shut.
My Aunt Betty is just watching, going, oh my God, Ken and the drugs. It's been so sad watching his demise. I can hear you, Aunt Betty. I see you there, Aunt Betty. It's lovely to see you, my wonderful aunt.
You're right, Aunt Betty.
I hope the family's doing well, and I hope everybody's having a fantastic Christmas. Please say hi to everybody as you see them for me. Diana Woodruff, nice to see you. Thanks for checking in. Deb, Ron, Tony, Steve. We got a great crowd of people here tonight. At Jeannie, good. We got all the regular gang. We're going to move into another song now. This is one that we've been putting together for a while. It's an older tune. I'm just trying to put the new spin on it and catch it in the right way. So we'll see what happens from here on. This is a song called The Other Side of Wrong. It goes just like this. One, two. Tired and broken, there's nothing left to hide. You still seem far away from me, but you're here by my side. A street light in the distance, through the window it's your eyes. The devil's got his hand on you, your tears are running dry. Whatever happened to finding our way? How did we get here on the other side of the day? Pitch perfect daddy's girl, you couldn't do no wrong. He came up beside you, so you played along. Two kids, nice house on paper, good, but you don't understand. You smile your way through choices, and time slips through our hands. Whatever happened, today's me. Song, it's just sort of, it's been around forever. It works sometimes. It's one of those songs that has a pretentious nature to it. I think it has a little bit of attitude. It's a hard one to catch, you know. My Father's Ghost was like that for a long time. We might have to shelve this one again for another later date. That might be the last time you hear that one for a while, ladies and gentlemen. It just ain't sitting right with me, you know. I don't like it when things don't sit right. So, welcome to the show. We're a couple songs in, we're getting comfortable, we're getting tuned, having a good time. How are you, Mr. Grant? What's going on?
I'm great.
You're great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
As usual.
How's the other side of Campbellford? Mr. Grant's on the other side of the on the other side of the water. Any other side of Rome. You getting Christmas lights on your street over there yet?
Oh yeah, they're all over the place.
Oh good. Oh,
man, it's quite festive.
That's cool. Do you have any of those houses that like spent like $3,000 on inflatables and they're all
overdo
on the lawn?
It? No. Yeah, no, that's down by Janet Jeffrey's house.
There is one down there.
Her next door neighbor.
There is one down there. That's way. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So they want to put a sign on theirs that just points to it and says "ditto."
That sounds like not a bad idea.
They have the whole lawn full for Halloween, and then they take them all down and put up the Christmas.
And is it all blow-ups, or is it a bunch of different things?
It's mostly blow-ups, yeah. They're huge. Huge and bright and very festive.
Huge and bright and festive. Nice.
In a commercial sort of way.
There you go. How you doing, Barry?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
This camera keeps, when he talks, it
won't. Oh, it's locked on them.
Yeah. I can move it, but it keeps going back.
It keeps going back, eh? I see what's going on. Okay, so it should be off now. Mr. Grant, when you, try not to put up an open palm. Open palm is what activates the controller on it, and then it will follow you no matter what Barry does. no high fives to the camera. Okay, so Sean Burns is going to be on right after this song. Sean's a real neat cat from Winnipeg. I'll be back to intro him in just 1 second. But before we get to that video, we'll do a little old country number that we used to do in honor of our honky tonk. Our honky-tonk friend Sean Burns, who's going to be on tonight. This is a song that we pull out from time to time. This was originally a Ray Price request from Mr. Mo Berg from The Pursuit of Happiness. So from the mind and voice of Ray Price to Mo Berg's ears, to his brain, to his mouth, to me as a request, to my ears, to my researching it, us learning it, playing it, and now kind of knowing it enough to dedicate it to Sean Burns. So it's for you, Sean. 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's try that one there again. Damn,
it's too late. It's already on the
internet. 1, 2. Thank you.
3 was when you called me, and you said that you were coming back to stay with hopeful heart. I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Now I've got heartaches by
visited Ray Price there for you from the Goats tonight, going out to Mr. Sean Burns, who, Sean Burns, cool, groovy cat, just met him, the guy who helped me interact with the world was hanging out with the guy that helps him interact with the world, and they had the idea to put us together, so this is what became, oh, it's a really early interview, it's like 8:30 in the morning that I got up, and, you know, some of you know I like to have a puff every now and again, but I'm not like really like I don't wake up and, you know, get high. Usually it's, you know, later in the day. Aunt Betty will be happy to know it's constant. But every now and again with my anxiety, when I have to talk to somebody, I like to have a puff. And most of my interviews happen like between 12 and 2 in the afternoon. And that's okay to have a puff then. Anyways, I got up and had a puff at like 9 a.m. Smoked a big joint with my coffee, and then I sat down to speak with Sean Burns. And I listen back to it, and my voice is, I don't know if you guys remember, what was that character's name from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? The guy used to hit himself in the head with the shoe.
Spagnetti.
Spicoli. That's what I sounded like when I was chatting with him. So, Mr. Sean Burns, I'm sorry, I wasn't really that sort of out of it. Well, no, I was, I guess. But either way, it turned into a great little interview. So here's Mr. Sean Burns live on the Whiskey Wednesday show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thanks for accommodating.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Where are you right now?
In Winnipeg.
You're in Winnipeg. Okay.
Yeah.
You said Central. I only know Central as Winnipeg time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was confused by that when people like use the actual, like I say Toronto time and people say Eastern time. That always messes me up. But
yeah,
you're in Winnipeg. So what the hell is going on at 8:30 in the morning in Winnipeg in the life and world of Sean Burns?
I have a young daughter.
Very cool.
So I get up at like at least six every day.
How old?
She's like a year and a half.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
I have great memories. My daughters are 24 and 22 now. And it's a whole different thing, but yeah, I remember those days of early mornings and
yeah. It's, I go on the road and I'm, you know, go to work for 9 or 10 PM and you're up until whatever, 3, 4, and then come home. It's a full switch. Eh? It's like in bed at 9, up at 5:36.
That's
it's good. It's good, man.
It can be done, believe me. It can.
Yeah,
be,
man. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, but it's great, man. It's great.
Yeah. It's tough.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you've been listening here now, we got Sean Burns on the show. Now, Sean's out of Winnipeg, and Sean's the person that helps Sean get to the rest of the world, named Jason, was hanging out with a friend of mine named Cam, who helps a lot of people get their voices out to the world. And they reached out to me and said, "Have you heard of this kid?" And I said, "No, let me check it out." And I was happy to find a Winnipeg fantastic honky tonk singer songwriter Closely associated with John's place, Times Changed in Winnipeg, all kinds of history there. You recorded a record there at one point, I believe. You had a truck driving record. Is that the one that you recorded there?
We recorded a truck driving record there. We recorded a Bakersfield half dozen, seven tunes of Bakersfield, California country. We recorded two different live events there. Geez, we had our like wedding party there. Like I'm going there tonight. Like, yeah, oh yeah, man. Done a lot. Family down there at the Times Changed.
That's amazing. It reminds me of a place that I did a residency for 11 years straight. And I used to call it my second living room. Like, it was my favorite place to be, you know. It was just amazing. And it seems like you have a really nice relationship there, which is great. It's incredible for, I think it's incredible when an artist finds that place. You know, if you're a writer, it might be that coffee shop or that bookstore that you have your little nook that you go to for your thing. For musicians, having a place like that's incredible. And to have such a cool place too. I mean, Times Change is just awesome. So,
It's this one of a kind in Canada. I mean, you know, the Cameron House is close I think that's a great spot too. Yeah. And the Dakota's cool. But you know, in the United States, they're all over the place. Cool dive bars like that. So it's great that I think we have the best one in Canada right here in Winnipeg.
I think you're right. I mean, I think every town sort of has one. You know, in St. John's, it's the Ship Inn. You know, every town has that place where the locals hang out, and there's usually one singer, songwriter, or a musician, often country or folk affiliated, who kind of claims it as their home. You know, and it's cool that you've done that. Big Dave McLean. I mean, let's face it, that's his home.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You will only be a guest in Big Dave McLean's home.
Oh yeah, dude, it's very true. He still scares the hell out of me. He's 71, I think now, and intimidating as hell. I've got to play with him a few times on the Sunday nights when he's been needed a sub, and it's just terrifying, man, terrifying.
He has a partner in crime, a gentleman by the name of Dave Mowat, who now lives out near where I am. And Dave has been playing on and off with me for years. And it's the same sort of thing. Dave is one of my best friends, but I'm still like, I'm just terrified of him. He's just a monster. There's something about those monster blues guys that just kind of, it's hard to be in their space. You know, you just feel like you're going to step on something. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you've got a couple records out. I did a little bit of research on you. You've got your Truck Driver record out, and that came out when?
2020. Yeah.
And that was right in the middle of the pandemic, right?
Yeah. And when we put that out, it was like one of those Bandcamp Friday things. And we put it out and we gave all the money to John and Times Changed. All the money that we made on those sales in the first year of that, we just gave right back to John. Because we were closed for the most part, you know, we were open and closed around here. So we did that. He let us use the space. And then so we just, you know, everyone worked for free and we gave the money to the club.
That's fantastic. How was it putting a record out of trucker country tunes at a time when there was a sort of trucker thing happening in the country? Was there a correlation for you or any sort of unseen impact from that?
No, we were ahead of the convoy stuff, thankfully. No, that wasn't what we were going for.
the urge to put a record out like that was really for the style of music, not so much that you're a trucker or a fan of truckers, right?
Yeah, like my whole thing is as a country music artist and a country music performer, I think the theme records are very important, and the theme records are a thread that runs through all, you know, look at your collection of Porter Wagoner or Merle Haggard records. There's prison records, there's gospel records, there's a tribute to Hank Williams, usually. There's, you know, all these, you check the boxes. So we did the Bakersfield, we did the Truckin'. You know, my new record, Lost Country, is, you know, hardcore regional Canadian honky tonk. It's so, I like the idea of a theme record and a collection of theme records in and among your, you know, your regular releases.
That's very cool. So with that in mind, who is Sean Burns?
Maybe I'm trying to hide that the whole time. I don't know. I'm a song finder. I call myself a performer before anything else, you know. And I think a champion for for the underdog. Maybe I see a little bit of myself in some of those folks that we cover, you know, that are that the biggest stage they'll ever play is the Times Changed, and that's okay. So yeah, I think that over the years I've been a collector and a song finder and trying to dig deep and find old records. I was hosted a radio show here on CKUW for 5.5 years, which is really the catalyst for this deep dive into the, especially the regional Canadian stuff. And then, you know, there has been some solo records that were a little bit more tender, maybe a little softer, songs I wrote. And I have a bunch that I'd like to do again, you know, soon at some point of songs of my own that are country music songs. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just a guy who's tried to make a go. You know what it's like. You got to be able to do a lot of different things if you're going to do this for a living. And luckily, we live in Winnipeg where it's affordable. But you know, I play solo. I play bass for other people. I do my own thing. You know, I work the door at Times Changed. Whatever I got to do.
Well, that's exactly what you got to do. It's like I think John introduces himself as the. Is it the president, owner, and toilet cleaner and janitor of the Change? You know, that is what you've got to be, and that's amazing that you've managed to do that so far. Now you mentioned the theatrical. Do you come from any sort of a theater background? Like, did theater bring you to music, or did you discover music and discover people like the Marty Robbins, who are sort of the more theatrical, both in their songsmithing and the way that they dressed and the way that they sort of moved on stage? You know, you have a certain amount of that too. You have that sort of that style. You know, you have a flair with your clothes. You know, you sort of do the hip shakes on stage and stuff. How did that happen? Was it sort of theater then music, or music and theater, or just sort of, is that just sort of who you are?
I think that I was always comfortable being on stage and begging for the attention of strangers. I think I was comfortable up there to do it. And I felt like I was able to sort of try to command that attention while I was up there. Music was first. I worked with an artist named Little Miss Higgins for a few years. She had a theater background and I learned a lot from her. I learned a lot about how to stand, how to project, how to, you know, shoulders spread. Here I am. Like, she taught me a lot about that aspect of performing. And I kind of took it from there on my own. And I don't know, man, it's like, I think maybe a lot of us are maybe naturally a little reserved off stage. And then once you're on stage, for me, it's like the gates are open. Like, this is my time. I have to prove, you know, why you're here and why you should come back again next time. And it's very freeing for me. And so, yeah, it kind of took on a life of its own. And especially when the band is great. I'm really lucky to play with great musicians, you know. That's inspiring. So then it just kind of happens for me, you know. But yeah, of course, taking some cues from some of the greats, like you mentioned, Marty Robbins for sure. And I think performing. If I'm not singing all songs that I wrote myself, I don't need people to be quiet and listen to the lyrics. You know, I want to not all the time, but I think my job is to facilitate a good time and maybe help people forget about. What they have to do at 9 a.m. every day, right? We're very lucky. So I take that very seriously. And I feel if they get a good show, you know, even if they don't leave with a record, they're going to leave happy with a good show. That's kind of been my motto.
That's excellent. Very professional of you.
Thank you.
You do a bunch of stuff. You play bass with Corb Lund.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a fairly relatively new gig for you, a couple years?
Yeah, I got it. I actually got the call on Christmas Eve 2 years ago, coming up on 2 years. And that's a job, man. That is that's a demanding schedule. We go hard. And when we're out there, we do 6 shows a week and we drive on the 7th day. And every show is meaningful. And he's got an intense, diehard fan base. It's like, it's either people don't know who he is or they're insane fans, it seems, you know. He's great to work for. He's a bass player originally too.
That's right. And do you have a punk rock background similar to him as well, or
not quite as close as him? He's like as more of a metal guy, I think, you know. Okay. Like Corby loves these metal bands from Norway and he loves Slayer and Black Sabbath and but I'm, you know, I'm 40 and I just turned 40. So it was like the 90s, you know. I'm big into the like Fat Records, NoFX, Bad Religion, you know, Pennywise, the skate punk stuff of the mid 90s.
Right.
Not so much the pop punk stuff, but that was around when I was a kid, you know, that was the big boom. But yeah. Stez at the Punk Rock Museum in Vegas a few days ago. Actually, man, the guitar player from the Circle Jerks was there the day after I was, Greg. Oh, and really? I missed, he was doing the guided tours. I was like, shit, man. Yeah. So it's, I was just there on Thursday. It was killer. Yeah. So big fan of that stuff for sure.
That's great. Yeah. I got to check that place out. I've heard fantastic
pictures. It's really cool.
I've seen some pictures. It's amazing. Cause even at the, there's a Newfoundland band that is well known sort of historically in the punk rock community, DeSlime they're called. And in the Punk Rock Museum, there's a few of their shirts and posters that have made it into the, you know, you see it next to SNFU and NoFX and the other stuff. And it's pretty cool to see that little piece of history for me over there, which is nice and awesome.
Yeah,
so I'll look forward to checking that out some days.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Cameron House. Do you ever get into Toronto and hang out with the likes of the Mike T. Kerrs and the Nicholas Campbells? Or are you familiar with either of those
dudes? I love those guys. Mike, I met Mike at Trout Forest Music Festival up in Ear Falls, Ontario, mm-hmm. a few years ago. We got slapped together, thrown together to do this like campfire thing. And I just met him. Nicest guy in the world. Oh, great player. Like, just a great. And one of those guys that just like, you can tell he's experiencing real joy when he's playing the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, I love that guy. And Nicholas Campbell is like, look out, man. He's like, what, 19 or something right now? He's picking like, his band is great trio.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the Cameron House in a while, probably 4 years. But yeah, no, I know those cats for sure. And Nicole Robertson, one of my favorite guitar players, is around all the time too. So that's a great vibrant community, it seems, as well, you know.
It always has been, you know, when
yeah.
when I was younger and I came to Toronto, that was when Gordy Johnson and Molly Johnson were living upstairs. Gordy was doing his blues Sundays, you know, in the back room and stuff. Like, that's what was new then. Mm-hmm. And I see Nicholas Campbells and stuff now, and I'm like, these folks are going to be those folks, you know?
It's, oh yeah, man. Yeah. Cool. High hopes for Nicholas.
Yeah, well, Nicholas happens to live around here, so I end up crossing his path pretty regularly, and we've actually done a couple of gigs together. He's a great player and a real, real cool guy for somebody his age. He's really got a good square head on his shoulders, which is nice.
Yeah, I sometimes wish I had my shit together to that level when I was that age.
Yeah, different time. Okay, so. If anybody wants sort of an inside look at your kind of world, I'll mention the Honky Tonk documentary or filmumentary you did. That's a cool sort of about 15-minute piece of you shot at the Times Change during the pandemic. Couple of live songs, some great interview footage, and it's narrated quite well too. Who wrote all the narration for that? Was that you or somebody
else? That was me. Yeah, that was me.
Okay, so you've got a strong artistic flair all around, eh?
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I like to try to keep active. I've always been interested in writing, maybe not songs as much as, you know, and I try to write at least one pretty good long form blog at the website on my website every week, especially lately, trying to continue to sort of keep the record alive. You know, I remember from doing radio, it's like once the record comes out, it's like old news, you know, it's all in the lead up. But, and for me, it was I was on the road with Corb like 4 days after I put my record out. So how could I keep this alive? And it's like, well, you know, it's important for me to shine a light on all these folks that we covered and all the songs and all the fellas that played on it. So I've been trying to write every week. I'll have another one this week and then trying to interview some more people. But yeah, and hosting the podcast casually and doing the radio stuff. I got a lot of experience behind the microphone try to just not to overthink, you know, edit when necessary. But yeah, I've always been passionate about that.
It's a really neat little piece of history that you've documented there, you know, from the viewpoint of the cafe, of the Times Change, the pandemic, the new record, all that stuff. It's a nice little watch, so people should check that out. I'll put the link down.
Sweet,
you have something coming up on the 21st, I believe, in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been the band and I had this chat on the way. We were driving home from Saskatoon, and it's an 8-hour drive, and we were, you know, all the Christmas shows were being announced, and I've always been a little suspicious of the motives behind a Christmas show.
Yeah.
And so we thought we should do Lost Country Christmas and just do our show, no Christmas songs, and give most of the money to people who need it. So we're donating 75% of the ticket sales to the Main Street Project here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. They help folks out big time downtown and on Main Street where Times Changed is. And we're going to be collecting non-perishables for the Harvest Manitoba Food Bank. We're going to give away some merch. We're going to, you know, just try to raise as much money as we can to give to the people who really need it. And so that's the whole premise behind the show. John was on board right away. Tickets are moving. So it's going to be a good night. We're just going to do our thing and we'll lean into it. We're going to decorate the stage and maybe put on some sweaters, but I'm just going to play our show. It's going to play country music and do some stuff for the folks who need it. You know, you've been down there, man. It's a little bit beat down and there's a lot of folks that need a lot of help in downtown Winnipeg. So that's the whole idea for that show.
Yeah. And it's not getting, as much as people are trying to help people like yourselves, and I know that Carrie LeBlanc in Winnipeg is big on the helping with the homeless situation. I'm noticing it everywhere as I'm touring around. You probably are as well. You know, every time I go to a city that I haven't been to in a couple of years, or especially if it's a town that I haven't been to since the pandemic, I notice that there's a core of very, very helpless people, you know.
Yeah, I noticed like the first time we were down in the States post-pandemic with Corb, it was like all these cities that I'd been to, and you could see it was even hit hard. Seattle, Portland, Denver, all these beautiful cities. It's like it just was. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough to see. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean that's what we're gonna try to do for the folks here at home, and I hope people come and show their support. You know, it's a good cause.
That's excellent. Are you guys gonna have a sort of online place where people can donate some money?
I think we're going to try to figure that out this week. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. We're going to try to sort that out this week here.
If you get a link, make sure to send it to me and I'll push it through as well.
I will. Thanks, man.
Very cool. So your new record is out. You're out, you're playing, you're doing things. Is there anything else that you need to let let me and the audience know? We're just meeting for the first time, by the way, folks. This is one of those rare ones for me. I usually sit and chat with people that I know, but I have a friend and you have a friend, and our friends chat got together. So here we are. But is there anything that we missed about the life of Sean Burns that people should know about?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I'm just going to keep trying to pepper the internet with some information on the folks that we covered and on the backstory of my record, and going to be playing mostly locally here in Manitoba, you know, December through February, and then the beginning of March, it starts to get a little hairy there. We go out with Corb. We got a new record with him that comes out in February. So it's like full on from March until, you know, the end of next year, you know? Yeah. So it'll be game. We'll be out in Ontario in March, in Toronto. So I don't know if you'll be around, but it'd be good to see. Good to meet you out there.
I'll keep my eyes open for you for sure.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sean Burns, thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Best of luck with the new record. Best of luck with all your touring. You know, be careful out there on the road.
Yeah, man.
And congrats on the baby and you know, best of luck getting some sleep.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. Cheers. You have a good day.
Take care, man.
I love what I do, and I do what I love, and some folks, they don't understand why the only fools on the road tonight are just me and the old promised land. So don't listen to old Hank and you'll have me think you didn't wind up with a guitar in your hand. Son, you better play it cool or there'll be six fools, you and me, and the old promised land. my hand. And the only fools on the road tonight are just me and the old promised land. Too much George Jones might get in your bones, wind up with a guitar in your hand. Too much Haggard in one night got you ragged but right, just like me and the old promised land. Well, I love what I do and I do what I love, and some folks that they don't understand why the only fools on the road tonight are just me and the old promised land. Why the only fools on the road tonight are just me and the lost country band. Land.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the Whiskey Wednesday show. Every Wednesday we will be here, rain or shine, richer or poorer. Tip jar is in the link above, never expected but always appreciated. Never confuse the size of your paycheck with the size of your talent. I've got all the money I'll ever need if I die by midnight. Always appreciated, never expected. Please feel free to drop us a line regarding anything, including a link to your money. Cheers.
We are back, aren't we? Just making important decisions here, ladies and gentlemen. Below me, I have, like, you ever seen, like, the inside of an airplane? You know, that thing with all the dials and meters and letters and numbers and stuff. I have something like that under me on the floor with all these pedals and things. I'm controlling everything in the environment, including these really well-made puppets that I've created. Lift your heads. There we go. See how I did that? I just said it and their heads came up both simultaneously. Sean Burns, thank you for being on the show, man. That was really cool to get to know you and hear your music. You can get his records at everywhere where you listen to music. If you're around up in Winnipeg, go check him out. Seems like a real cool cat. Go up, shake his hand. Well, I don't know if he's shaking hands, but go up and say hi and grab a piece of merch and support him. It's almost Christmas time, so we're getting ready for that. And here on the Whiskey Wednesday show, hey, Joe Murray from Cuba. Saw some pictures today. Looks like you're having a great time. Mr. Grant always sings a Christmas song this time of year, you know, being Christmas. So, Mr. Grant, how would you feel like singing a song tonight?
Would feel fine.
All right, it's cool.
That'd be great.
I get to sit back and just play, which is real nice.
I'm going to dedicate this rendition to Shane McGowan and the angels all over the world who are dentally challenged. One, two. Christmas in prison. The food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Mother Nature got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Someone I admire, for a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than cider at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison. There'll be music tonight. I'll pop dig in homesick. I love you. Good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature, you got nothing.
I think that sounds like approval.
It sounds like Berkeley approves of that one. So Dave has a new dog, Berkeley, who's been hanging out a little bit and getting used to the house and the and all the new people and all the new dogs, and of course the old dogs are getting used to the new dogs. So it's been quite a transformation. But they're getting along really well. Berkeley just happens to be quite young and huge, and it's not that he's rambunctious because he's not really. He's just so big.
Yeah.
So he comes up and just kind of like to press against you like any other dog, you'd feel it on your ankle. Yeah. And he's pressing at like your hip. And it's like, oh, there's a small horse here. And he's just saying hi. Yeah, he's doing a little cooing out there after that song. That's good. That's a good sign, Mr. Grant. Thank you for doing that. That was lovely. Absolutely lovely. That was a fantastic.
Thanks, Berkeley.
A fantastic version of that one. The Aaron Show last week was fantastic. Thank you to everybody who came out. Thank you to the Aaron for having it. And thank you to the Aaron for all the work they do in the community to bring us entertainment. Having a local co-op theater is amazing. Movie theater, they bring in all the blockbuster hits. And they do like a TIFF run. And they do all kinds of stuff. And they do all kinds of great stuff in the community. And one of the things they do is they host a Christmas party every year. And they just kind of give me free reign, working with their sound person, a guy named Andy Thompson, who's amazing. And Andy is a very, very, very highly skilled engineer, but he's also a great musician. He's a keyboard player. He plays a little bit of everything, but he's a composer, and he's one of these genius guys. So I love getting to work with him. And we had, how many bands was it in the end? We had
17.
17 bands, each playing a Christmas song, plus an encore. Show started at 7, finished at 9:27. Perfect. Everybody was great. There was nobody that I had to go scrambling for. Everybody just sort of did exactly what they were supposed to do. And it was so good because asking everybody to play a Christmas song, they had to sort of do something different. And it was really interesting. Usually, you know, we don't impose that people do Christmas tunes. Because a lot of people, you know, they have a few songs that a band knows, and we want to include everybody, and, you know, not discourage the bands that couldn't do it. But man, people stepped up, and we had, I was shocked every performance. It was just really, really nice to see the work that everybody put in. Everybody had their rehearsals done, and their harmonies up, and their gear tuned, and ran so nice. It was just great, and it was musically so rich. It was some world-class performances.
Our version of Handel's Hallelujah Chorus was just exemplary. It was just terrific. It really was. Kemmel posted on YouTube.
It sounded like a herd of goats.
Is that what you were playing? I was playing Jingle Bells the whole time.
Oh, damn. I thought it was just syncopation.
Oh, we were going to do a little Drunk, Stone, and Broke, I thought. I'm just looking at the time here. Holy crap, really? We're doing all right. We're doing all right here if we only had half left. We're just halfway through the list here. I'm just contemplating where we are. That's okay. We're going to do... I know what we're doing.
Care to share?
care to share? No, but I better make sure I'm not blocking this week. Allison's secret hiding spot that she thought of all by herself, sitting in there watching the show every week. She's like, I need a new spot, and she found a new spot for the goat, and I just gave it away. Sorry, Allison. But it could have been over here next to Neil. Oh, no, he's gone from the frame now. Sorry, I was just trying to follow Barry there.
Me at all.
It is now.
Oh, so it is.
anyways, I'll he'll make an appearance in the next song, I think. Drunk, Stone, and Broke, right? That's what I said we were doing? Drunk, stoned, and broke, and I don't know if I'll see the sun tomorrow. If I come down from this place, I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round and drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. But good God, I need it tonight. Another toke and slip quietly, you understand nothing. Your words like poison smoke, and I'd rather see you floating in the air. Push back another round and drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. But good God, I need it tonight. I need it tonight. I hope that I might never see your face again. Push back another round and drown away my sorrow. You know I'll hate myself tomorrow. Good God, I need it tonight. Good God, I need it tonight. Good God, I need it tonight. Good God, I need it. Drunk, stoned, and broke. Oh, the ghost didn't make. The ghost still didn't make his appearance. Maybe he'll make his appearance in the next song. Who knows? I think, because he's a screaming goat. Is he old, Neil, or is he young? And is it a boy or a girl? I mean, that goat is a. I mean, what's that one?
That one's a female.
Okay.
That is a doe.
What's that one?
That That is a neither.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't comment on.
We don't know whether he's male or female, and that's a bit of a joke because they call a young goat a wether.
A what?
A wether.
A wether.
Yeah, W T H E R.
I'll take your word for that.
That's the young goat. I can't remember if that's a young goat or if that's a castrated male, but there is a wether in there somewhere or the other. Yeah.
Interesting. Sometimes the information is.
Being the old goat, I escaped that particular misfortune.
Yes, well, you.
What do you think about that, Stanley?
We all know what he thinks about it. We'll discuss that in another song, shall we?
There's a new song called Old Dog, and it goes like this. Seems like every meal he's ever eaten has come at the cost of a song. Not to say he ain't been hungry for those times you sang along. And his house is made from many doors. The address changes day by day. Been running around this world, killing time along the way. It's a long way to travel and a dollar for a song. Another town behind it. Feeling heavy standing on another stage, fire in his bloodshot eyes. In the day, and for every girl he's ever loved, his kindness helped him find his way through lonely, tumbling, lonely nights to bring colors to the grave. Another lonesome sunrise just ahead, his clothes are scattered on the bed, he's tangled on the floor, and he's heading. Another town behind and another comes along. His boots are feeling heavy, standing on another stage, firing his bloodshot eyes in the day. You are breaking from this road. So much story still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. He's been doing it all his days. Change his ways. When he dies out on that highway and you check to find him cold, just pull the old truck over, roll him off beside the road. For his life's been filled with many riches found upon the stage. When he gets his call to glory and his nose his dues are paid, is a long way to heaven and a dollar for a song. Another town behind and another comes along. His boots are feeling heavy, standing on another stage, fire in his bloodshot eyes. Begin the day. Still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. He's been doing it all his days. He's an old dog, and you'll never. You are breaking from this rule. So my story's still untold. Doesn't matter what you say. He's been doing it all his days. He's an old dog, and you'll never change his ways. The goat still screams, ladies and gentlemen. The goat still screams aplenty. Got a few cool things coming up. We got some out in person things happening. Barry, you got either of those ones that you can put up for a sec for me to talk about? Let's see what this one is. There we go, Capers. The Monday nights starting January through May. I'm just putting together some little custom PA, hopefully, for the room for these couple months. If I can make the pieces fit. We're going to set up down there and we're going to have our little hoedown on Monday nights. Monday nights, which will be a little bit of what we do here, but it's going to be live. And Dorset is going to have a special menu for the night. And we're going to meet at a special place for special people only to know about before the show for a little, I would say puff puff pass, but no pass because it's flu season and drugs are cheap. If you want to come smoke a joint with some other people that are smoking joints, there'll be a place to do that. And then we'll go and have some beautiful food and some great music, and that's going to be great. But that's going on for months. But before that, in Campbellford, we have got the Escape the Family. So this is that dead time between Christmas and New Year's when you can't really eat anymore. And your family are starting to get on your nerves, whether you are visiting them or they're visiting you. But either way, you just want to get away. So this is the great time to do that. We've got some great guests coming. And I will announce tonight that we have a special guest coming to open the show doing a half hour of music, Mr. Justin Cooper, who I don't have a photo of anything like that. You're just going to have to trust me. He's a real good-looking guy, great sort of country singer. He's got that whole sort of... come out early and check him out. He's great, Mr. Justin Cooper. We got some other guests joining us that night as well. The video rewind tonight. Have I missed anything? Allison, shout out in the next 30 seconds, please. If I've missed anything, shout out Jen. I think I've got everything, eh, Barry? Looks like I've got everything. I know, but sometimes Allison tells me things and she says, did you write it down? I say, yeah, but I really didn't because I'm thinking, I'm going to remember that. And then I don't. So I think the only thing to do is next is the song. What key do we do Christmas Ain't the Same in?
That would be D.
D.
It is D, eh? Oh, mm-hmm. So I was all ready. Now I just untuned the guitar. It's excellent. That's exactly what I was hoping to do. More time for me to talk about, myself, I guess. Yeah. What else am I going to talk about? Neil, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very
Come
much.
On, give us a something, Neil.
Okay, I just did.
Oh, you're fine, thank you?
Yes.
Are you angry?
No.
Oh, we got Grumpy Neil tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we got Grumpy Neil.
No, we kind of do.
No, just nothing much to say, Neil. How's that? No.
You don't have the Kiwi thing going on tonight. You shaved.
I don't. How'd that
you
happen?
You shaved. All the little pricklies are gone.
I think it was just I washed my hair, you see, and they're soft and laying down.
They're soft. You're wearing your hair in a different style.
Exactly.
I didn't notice it.
It's a subtle change, but nevertheless.
Oh, my.
You like the part down the middle?
I, which part?
Oh, it's a tired part down the middle.
Oh, my. I have a friend.
I could tell a story about a style that was popular back in, I think, in the 1940s in England. Anyway, a man's haircut called a quiff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the big poofy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big sort of looked like a tornado in the front.
Yes, and I had an uncle who was poor soul, unfortunately, he had a cleft palate.
Hit a cleft.
And came out one night and had a quiff, except he called it a quiff, of course. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
So. Interesting story all around.
I know.
Poor guy on a lot of levels. We'll
probably now hear from every speech therapist in the world.
Well, there's that. But, you know, certain
My
words
apologies.
Just sound funny, in different ways. But, I do remember that. I remember a lot of things about hair.
Well, of course, you were around in the 40s, wasn't you? Yes.
No, but I've been a hair. What do you call those people who get their hair done all the time?
Oh, I'm not gonna say it. No, well, I almost.
If you want to see some great hair,
both put my.
There's
both
a new movie coming out, a documentary about the immediate family. And there's some guys with great hair. Waddy Wachtel, he's got these blonde curls way down here.
Wow.
Leland Sklar with his big white beard.
Yeah.
And Russ Kunkel. It's a documentary on their whole career, going right back to James Taylor and Carol King, and before that even, I'm sure. And on through the years, they've played with everybody. It's going to be great.
Leland just put out a book. I think it's called Everybody Likes Me.
Yeah.
It's just like, Leland's, for the Leland Sklarler book, like, that's the perfect title. Like, he's the most likable face on the planet. And then, of course, his playing is...
Yeah, his playing's great.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a monster.
As is Waddy Wachtel, Steve Purcell, and the other guy in the band is Danny Korchmar. Anyway, they've got a whole new album coming out and a whole set of videos. Check them out.
Very cool.
You want to see some great hair.
What's it called again?
It's called Immediate Family.
Immediate Family.
Look for a song called The Toughest Girl in Town. Just want to hang around with the toughest girl in town.
Well, for the whole immediate family out there, you know, we're going to sing you all a Christmas song right now about family, about immediate family, as I pour myself a last full drink of Longtooth Lager, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
It is wet. Drink it from a mason jar, not because Lucas hasn't supplied me with glasses, because he has, but because they're dirty, because I screwed up the timing on the whole sort of dishwasher getting glasses for Wednesday night thing. So Allison won't let that happen again, I'm sure. You get a special thing tonight. Yeah, this is what we called this? Groundhog Day Christmas. I'm not going to talk too much about this song right now, because afterwards we're going to... Just trying to think of how we're doing this. Next week's the Christmas show. See, I'm trying in my head to think, how can I make this seamless and fluid? But meanwhile, I've lost that transition opportunity a long
time
ago.
Just shut up and play.
Well, Christmas ain't the same as I remember it to be. I don't know what's different if the change is just in me, but I'll take it just the same. I'll take what I can get. Well, Donnie's got a gram of hash and a baggie full of weed. We like to keep things natural here, we don't mess with metho speed. He rolls another joint and papers that taste like candy canes. Tom lights up a cigarette and nobody complains. Well, don't go falling in the trees. Well, don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. Let's saw her and smile and try to sing a happy song. But Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. Well, Peggy's pregnant once again, she thinks nobody knows. She's been hanging with that widow Dan, so the story goes. His wife, she passed last year, and Peggy was so kind. With open arms she'd comfort him, and he don't seem to mind. Well, don't go falling in the trees. Don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. I saw her to smile and try to sing a happy song. But Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. Grandma's got her shoes off and she's napping in the chair. Her dress is open for all to see, but no one seems to care. But I'll take it just the same. I'll take what I can get. Well, Christmas ain't the same as I remember it to be. I don't know what's different if the change is just in me. Don't go falling in the trees. Don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. Let's all hug and smile and try to sing a happy song. But Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. No, Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. No, Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we've got a great Christmas show planned for you with lots more Christmas stuff. And now to sort of give you that whole sort of feeling of, didn't this just happen? But before it happens, you get a little of a palate cleanser. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. I do want to say it's really interesting watching this video. Allison dug it out, and it was something that we did way before the Whiskey Wednesday show even existed. We had shot a video, and we decided to talk about it, and Steve came over and interviewed us, which was a really interesting experience, and Allison dug it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, good night. Thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Thank you, Mr. Lucy. Thank you, Barry, so much. Everything good in your world, Barry?
Everything's fine, yes, sir.
That's great. I'm glad to see that your elbows are looking a little better over there. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing out the night, please, as always, remember to be like Steve and enjoy the video rewind. Cheers. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you all very much. And this is a song we're going to play called Christmas Ain't the Same. And I'm sending it out to Steve Johnson and his family. A little thing about memories. Take care, folks.
Well, Christmas ain't the same as I remember it to be. I don't know what's different, if the change is just in me, but I'll take it just the same. I'll take what I can get. Well, Donnie's got a gram of hash and a baggie full of weed. We like to keep things natural here, we don't mess with meth or speed. He rolls another joint and papers that taste like candy canes. Tom lights up a cigarette and nobody complains. Don't go falling in the tree. Don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. Let's all hug and smile and try to sing a happy song. But Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. Well, Peggy's pregnant once again, she thinks nobody knows. She's been hanging with that widow Dan, or so the story goes. His wife, she passed last year, and Peggy was so kind. With open arms she'd comfort him, and he don't seem to mind. Well, don't go falling in the tree. Don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. Let's all hug and smile and try to sing a happy song. But Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. Well, Grandma's got her shoes off, she's napping on the chair. Her dress is open for all to see, but no one seems to care. And I'll take it just the same. I'll take what I can get. Well, Christmas ain't the same as I remember it to be. I don't know what's different, if the change is just in me. Don't go falling in the tree. Don't bring up his ex-wife, Peggy Lee. Let's all hug and smile and try to sing a happy song. Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. No, Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone. No, Christmas ain't the same since you've been gone.
I think the first thing I want to know is, when did you write that song?
Okay. I don't know.
Is this song about your family? Is it actually?
No, no. Sort of, but, you know, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
all the girls' names are Peggy.
All the girls are Peggy. Yeah, it's...
Obviously, it was around Christmas time.
I wrote that song...
I just wondered how many years ago that was.
I think it would have been... three or four years ago, anyways. I'm going to say three.
Okay.
I'm going to say three, and tonight we're dedicating it to Steve Johnson and the family, because I've never dedicated it to anybody before. It's taken Mr. Grant 3 years to learn this song.
Who's Steve Johnson?
The former owner of...
My friend from from down North Carolina.
Oh, the former owner of the guitar. Okay.
Former owner of this guitar. This was his guitar. And that was his dad's guitar, the two Martins. And I got them both from him, and I love them both. They're great guitarists.
And they have a dysfunctional family, obviously.
They do now.
Well, no, the Christmas song wasn't written for them.
It's just dedicated. I know.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right? Yeah. I guess probably, I should be careful who I dedicate that song to. Yeah, that's interesting.
Shades of Ron Hines.
Shades of Ron Hines, yeah. I dedicate a song to you. But this is interesting. Does that look like me? Is it striking resemblance?
Looks more like you.
Something.
Looks more like you than it looks like me.
Well, this one. This one looks like me too. Did they both look like
me? That was not bad.
These are paintings.
This one looks more like you.
Clarissa Coxes did these. She has a book coming out called Clarissa's Dreams Redux. It's the second version of it, and she's painted a bunch of people. And she asked if she could paint me, and I said sure. And I thought that was kind of interesting and very cool. So that's coming out in January. That book. It's a coffee table take book. So it'll be fun. And I also wanted to mention this amp. Mr. Grant, we went down to Connecticut and played at Nerfa recently. And it's always hard for the bass players because lugging around a bass amp is a real drag. And bringing a stand-up bass is just as much of a drag. So
small block.
The small block 106 from Trainer, who, full disclosure, I am endorsed by them. And I'm endorsed by them because they make great friggin' gear. But this thing, for all you people out doing house concerts and doing little folk conferences and stuff, and you got a bass player who's looking for something, I recommend this. It's pretty easy to carry around, and it sounds bloody great. So there's that.
I agree.
Yeah. Mr. Grant's getting ready to go to Costa Rica after Christmas. Are you excited about that?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm over the top excited about it.
I bet you are.
Very nice.
Go visit your brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Brother Al.
Mm-hmm. 10 days of sun.
That'll be all right.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Okay, don't get into the butt sanding, okay?
And I guess it'd be an appropriate time to mention the, sort of the guys that I've been hanging out with and playing with recently. The last year for me has been a fucking nightmare, and things are going great. I want to thank you all for being around and helping out, supporting me in various different ways. But these guys here have been crucial to my survival. Neil Lucy, who plays guitar and is a very good friend. Ken Grant over here, who's been playing bass with me for, we got to be on 10 years now.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the camera is Steve Dagg.
How's it going?
Yeah, you can see him in the photos. But he's also a great drummer and a good friend. So these four guys have been really making my life wonderful. So we'll be doing the record from here at this studio starting in January. And that'll be fun.
The fourth guy is Stan.
Well, the fifth guy. The fifth member of the band.
Well, never mind. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The third or fourth.
Oh, or Stan.
Stan's camera shy. Stan's just a little camera shy.
What?
Once again, thanks for spending another Wednesday with us here at Storyhouse Studios. Thanks to Trainer, Yorkville, and a Longtooth Beverage Company for being a part of the show. We love our time on the Whiskey Wednesday show and appreciate all of your support. Don't forget to hit up the tip jar if you feel so inclined. Never expected, but always appreciated. Tune in every week for more guests, songs, stories, drinks, and gear talk. And don't forget to visit the website, www.kentizzard.com, to sign up for the Whiskey Wednesday wrap-up. Compiled by Allison, this is a monthly overview with highlights, directories of songs, and so much more. Be kind, be helpful, be happy, be safe. See you next week. On a Jim Beam canoe.